I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Happy Tuesday, my darlings. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the show. I hope you've had a beautiful day so far and that you are feeling ready to connect and tune in with me today. This week on the show, we are talking about ways to come home to nature as a way to come home to ourselves. Truth is, the sense of belonging that we feel in this world, that sense of connectedness that we may or may not feel with nature, with this earth, is intricately connected to how we feel about ourselves, how we feel like we belong in our own skin, how we feel like we actually fit in and have a purpose, and that sense of communal connection with this earth. So if we feel disconnected from nature, chances are we feel a little bit disconnected from ourselves. If we feel disconnected from ourselves, we might be feeling disconnected with nature. So let's take a moment today, now, to see if there is a relationship or a form of relating with nature that we can actually revive and reinvigorate this week. And when I think about this, I think of new ways for me to relate with nature, new ways for me to connect and not just spend time in nature or go for a walk or meditate out in nature, but ways for me to actually feel like I am a part of nature, like I really belong. I think about how my ancestors used to naturally engage with and connect with this earth, and some things that they used to do that came so naturally to them, that was part of their day-to-day all the time, that I have lost, or that we have lost as a society now, because of the comforts and the advancements that have been made through technology, for an example. We don't spend as much time outside naturally as our ancestors did. We don't spend as much time barefoot with the soles of our feet touching this earth as our ancestors did. We don't source and look for food out in nature. We don't work with nature in that same way. We also, most of us anyway, don't give back to the land and give back to nature in that same way. In a way, we've kind of removed ourselves from that natural circular relationship. So if you were to take a moment right now, place your hands to your heart, and think of something that you could imagine or that you can feel inside of yourself that your ancestors did that you can bring back into your own day-to-day life when it comes to connecting with nature right now. And I don't mean you have to completely change your life or live off the grid or stop using electricity or the internet or anything like that, but something that actually comes natural to you, that feels close to you and not so strange. Some examples of that could be swimming naked. If there's a body of water near you, when was the last time you actually took all of your clothes off and swam naked in the lake, in the river, in the creek, in the ocean? Do you have the ability to do that? And if you do, could you do that today? Or is that something you could actually venture out to go do this week? How about something even simpler than that? Walking barefoot on this earth. The next time you're out for a walk or walking through the park or in your garden or out in the forest, take your shoes off and spend some dedicated time letting the soles of your feet actually connect to the surface of the earth. How about cooking some food outside? This is something that I'm experimenting with a lot lately, and it brings me so much joy. bringing our kitchens and our cookware outside, making a fire and then cooking your food on a fire outside. It's so nourishing. And even though I'm kind of cooking the same things I would in my conventional kitchen inside, I feel much more connected to the food that I'm eating. And I feel so joyful preparing that food over an open fire.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Other things you can do to really make and form that relationship with nature, of course, is to start growing some food on your own if you haven't already. Plant something, place a seed into the soil, and then watch that thing grow. Grow your own food and see how you feel about forging that relationship with the food that's on your plate. Or get out into nature and forage something. Go picking some wildflowers or see if there are any berries or foods or plants or mushrooms, if you know how to forage that safely, that you can eat and actually enjoy this week. Get creative and start really thinking about things and ways that your ancestors used to connect with nature on a daily basis all the time that we don't do anymore, that you don't do anymore because we don't have to. But some of those things actually bring about so much joy. There's something so very different, of course, between cooking food that we have grown in the soil, in the earth on our own versus ordering takeout. Very different energies. Eating foods that I actually picked myself, even if it's just adding some edible flowers to a cake I made or sprinkling in some dandelion leaves into the salad that I'm making that I foraged outside. There's something about those simple and very accessible things that make me feel more as a part of this earth. It makes me feel more connected to nature. And every time I venture out and I make that connection, I start to notice things. I feel more present. I feel purposeful in a sense in those little everyday moments that I commune with nature. So give yourself a bit of space to contemplate and think about your ancestors, your lineage, and how your ancestors used to connect with this earth, and see if there's some inspiration that comes your way and something you can embark on, a habit you can invite into your daily life, a little ritual, a routine, a way for you to get outside and spend more time in communion with this earth. I hope this practice, even just contemplating this and tuning into this, helps you forge more of that connection because it really is something absolutely life-changing. Have a beautiful rest of this day. And as usual, I'll be back tomorrow with a meditation practice.